Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk with Jim about that in a moment. Mother's Day today. I know a great store with unique gifts if you haven't picked up one for Mom. My friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers. It's called Cardinal Corner. They actually have two stores full of unique and beautiful gifts for Mom. In addition to the gorgeous bird houses and bird baths, they have gifts of home decor, women's accessories like purses, scarves, jewelry, plus kitchen items. So much more. You really have to see this store to believe it. Of course, they have the freshest bird seed around. Mom will simply love a gift from Cardinal Corner. By the way, sign her up with all kinds of tips and stories from their monthly newsletter. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. Here's their phone number. Always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556 or online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, really more than just a bird seed store. Good morning to you, Jim, and happy Mother's Day to your Sandy and all the moms.
Yes, and to your Sandy and to moms out there listening. Yes.
Wow, beautiful day today. Beautiful.
Beautiful day for Mother's Day. 56 degrees, sunny, partly cloudy, very little wind here on the northwest side of Lake Waconee, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. I've got the window open here, and I'm listening to a rose-breasted grosbeak, a house wren, a Baltimore Oriole, all are singing. And the morning dove is cooing, and our lily of the valley is now blooming, as is the prairie fire crabapple. It's the last crabapple that comes into bloom, and it's beautiful, kind of dark, rosy red color. Wonderful. Sunrise today, 5:45, sunset, 8:34. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight. We've gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 17 minutes since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 2 minutes is the total amount of daylight gained since December 21st, the winter solstice. How about that? We've gained 6 hours and 2 minutes.
Ooh.
We still have 47 minutes of daylight to gain by June 20th, the summer solstice and longest daylight period of the year, when astronomical summer begins in the northern hemisphere. But it sure felt like summer yesterday with 80 degrees. Normal high for today, 69. Normal low, 48. Records for today, May 14th in the Twin Cities. The high, 98. 98 was set in 2013, just 4 years ago. Record low, only 30. 30 degrees set in 1839. At Fort Snelling. On this date, in 1907, again 1927, we had a trace of snowfall in the Twin Cities. And the most rain that's ever fallen is 1.28 inches on this date, 1916. We have a waning gibbous moon, which some people can see right now because it's in the west. It'll be setting at 8:38. We'll rise again tonight at 11:51. And our next full moon is June 9th. At least 500,000 people were out on Minnesota lakes yesterday for the fishing opener. The lake temperatures were mostly in the 50-degree range. Lake Waconee water temperature warmed to about 64 yesterday afternoon with sunny skies and very light winds, and, of course, our first 80-degree high for the year. Walleyes were biting off the reefs. This is from the people at Intown Marina. Crappie fishing continues to be very good in shallow water now, you know, 2 to 6 feet. Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Charters, that's out of Duluth, reports that yesterday, 5 miles out on Lake Superior and down 102 feet, the water temperature was 41.9 degrees. And they were fishing for lake trout and coho salmon in that area. Scarlet tanagers, indigo buntings, great crested flycatchers, eastern kingbirds, and many warblers are returning. Red-eyed vireos return this week from the Amazon basin, where that's their winter home, and begin calling from forests with their abrupt, I call it a robin-like phrases, and they sometimes sing a dozen or more times per minute. It's a beautiful sound to me. Throughout the state, it's time to enjoy the tiniest of our Minnesota birds, the ruby-throated hummingbirds. To feed hummingbirds, mix one part white crystal sugar with 4 parts of water. So 1 part crystal sugar, 4 parts water. You just use warm water, mix up. You don't have to boil the water or anything. Do not add honey or food coloring. The color red on the feeder itself will help to attract the hummers. Eileen Shantz Hansen at Carlton, Minnesota, that's just south of Duluth, observed her first of the year ruby-throated hummingbird this past Wednesday, May 10th. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report that on Friday, May 12th, just this past Friday, the first ruby-throated hummingbirds arrived at Tofty, Grand Marais, and Hovland. People saw them in their yards. They also note that they have spotted 7 species of migrating warblers, including the first black-throated green warbler saw yesterday in a Cape May on Friday. That's what they've seen so far. And they and their son, John, are birding this week and hope to see maybe 15 species of warblers or maybe even more. The first tinge of green is now seen in the quaking aspens as the first tiny leaves emerge. Now, this is true along the North Shore of Lake Superior, also in far northern Minnesota. But here in southern Minnesota, we have much shade in the deciduous forest, and we continue to enjoy the visual beauty and the fragrances of the blooming lilac shrubs, the crabapple, and apple trees. I've gone by some apple orchards just lately, well, Emma Crumbie's for one, at Belle Plaine, but to see these trees in bloom, and actually, University of Minnesota Horticulture Research Center, not far from the Arboretum. In fact, it is part of the Arboretum. In fact, at the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, a couple miles west of Chanhassen, there are still thousands of blooming tulips. The lilac collection is fantastic. Late-blooming crab apples are very showy, and the hawthorn trees are showy with their white flowers. The first northern lights azaleas are already blooming, and some of the woodland wildflowers in the Grace B. Dayton Wildflower Garden include large-flowered trillium, nodding trillium, wild geranium, many more. Yesterday, Matt Chute led a bird walk. He's naturalist Matt Chute. He's done this for years. Led a bird walk in the Arboretum. They saw 96 species of birds. It's just incredible. Tim Grady from Lanesboro called me this morning, because I had this question somebody asked me just yesterday, when are the fireflies out? He saw at least a dozen fireflies last night in the Lanesboro area. And he saw 4 eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies and numbers of Baltimore orioles around. And in fact, he said he saw five male Orioles at one time, and the bobolinks had arrived too. And Russ Ripberger, just this last, well, Saturday, yesterday, he said, this is from Saturday. This morning, he heard a female wood duck calling her young out of the nesting box. So the first young have left. And the Ripbergers are the people that have 40 wood duck nesting houses on the edge of Bass Creek, and that's in Brooklyn Park. Wow. Well, have you been out enjoying your furniture?
I have indeed, and I'm going to do that.
We have too.
I'm going to do that. We're going to do that again today for sure.
And
we got a little rain coming in this week, but that, as you know, only cleans it off, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Hope you're having a nice day today. And I think, Jim, you would agree. I know your Sandy loves it as mine does, that Buy the Art furniture. Maybe some of the moms out there received a gift card to Buy the Art, but don't wait to use it. Have mom order now so you can enjoy that maintenance freedom all season long. They're building. This is kind of their, their busy furniture building time of year at Buy the Art. Yeah, this is that CCO Land company Jim and I tell you about. Talk about a green company. They make this furniture out of recycled plastic milk jugs. You're never going to see it fade. It's got a 35-year warranty. It's comfortable and it's gorgeous, and it just, you never have to paint it or stain it.
I know.
You just leave it. Yeah, that's probably what attracted you to it. That's what attracted me to it, is no storage. You don't have to worry about it. Just leave it.
No. We just got, we actually had put away some because we actually use it in our lower level basement.
Oh, sure. A lot of people do that. Yeah.
Well, we got it all out this week.
We urge you to take mom, if you can't do it this weekend, to do it this coming week, and let her pick out some furniture. They've got a new 2017 catalog you can get mom by either calling or making it easier. Just get on the web at buytheyard.net. They'll put one in the mail to you or for mom. New, beautiful backyard, inspiring photos, too, of that. Buytheyard.net. You check it out. Well, what else do you have for us this morning, Jim?
Well, Diana Herring and her husband, David, who live near Waterville, report that, of course, male Baltimore Orioles are back. Females are back now. She saw a painted turtle crossing the road, so watch those turtles when they're crossing. And she told me something I had not thought about for a long time, and that is, if you see a turtle crossing the road and you want to move it in the same direction it's going, if it's safe for you. Bobolinks have returned to their farm. I was talking to Ray and Marlene Simon yesterday. They live on the Cannon River, just on the edge of Northfield. Report, they saw as many as 6 Baltimore Orioles at their feeding station on Monday. Monday was kind of the day, on Monday the 8th, when many, many Orioles returned. Same thing with rose-breasted grosbeaks. They have the gray catbird returned on the 9th. Eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies are on the wing. And they have a large yellow lady slipper, first one blooming there on Thursday. And the garden strawberries are now blooming. So are the wild strawberries. I saw them at Linnaeus Arboretum here on Thursday. And also Ray and Marlene report that Lily of the Valley is blooming, great fragrance. And all 3 bat houses they have put up are full. They have little brown bats that have returned. Oh, I got so many reports, I don't even know where to start. Tom Bovers and his wife Lisa are just great observers, and they have been out looking for warblers, have seen 20 species of warblers on Monday. He said a huge number of birds came in on Monday the 8th from strong southerly winds. But of the 20 species of warblers, 10 were new ones for them, including American Redstarts, Magnolia Tennessee, Common Yellowthroat, Wilson's, those are some of the warblers. On Tuesday, they saw the first chimney swifts that had arrived, and by Thursday, the eastern kingbirds were in, and yesterday, first Philadelphia vireo and a yellow-bellied flycatcher, and the first pearl crescent butterfly, all kinds of things. I'm trying to, I don't even know where to start here. There's so many reports that people have given me, and I feel bad when I can't use them all, but here it goes anyway. People have really enjoyed this fishing opener, great weather. I should say this fishing opener, starting yesterday, was the first big warm weather outing each year for many, many people, for the walleye and northern fishing opener. But the walleye was designated as the state fish by the legislature in 1965. The walleye is native to many lakes and streams throughout Minnesota and has been widely introduced where it is not found. The broad distribution in North America includes Northwest Territories all the way across Canada to Labrador and then south to North Carolina and Arkansas, so that's where it's native. It is in the perch family, we're talking about walleyes now, also including the well-known yellow perch and sauger, and 15 species of small fish called darters. When I studied ichthyology, that's the study of fish, in college, we had to learn all the darters, of course, and they always gave us trouble. But the eye of the walleye has an opaque appearance, which is responsible for the common name. Walleyes are carnivorous fish. An adult walleye will eat 10 to 20 small fish per day, and they also forage on leeches and crayfish. A walleye can reach a length of about 3 feet, in fact, over 3 feet in some cases, I was just looking, and a weight ranging from 15 to 18 pounds, but over 10 pounds is really rare. Most of the walleyes caught in Minnesota are 1 to 4 pounds and 3 to 5 years old, and the Minnesota DNR reports that the average angler spends 3.5 hours trying to catch each walleye. That's kind of interesting. Oh, boy.
Well, we have about a minute to go. Jim, I can pass along a couple of texts that have come in.
All right.
Let's do that. To tell Jim, I had 4 male rose-breasted grosbeaks perched in a row on my deck railing in Mound yesterday.
Ooh.
And let's see, Leonard from Young America said, Jim and Denny have been working in the garden since 6:30. Beautiful morning. Also listening to a number of songbirds. So kind of a great. Have you seen any hummingbirds, a texter says?
Oh, yeah.
To you. Okay.
Yes, they're here. We even had them at Linnaeus Arboretum at Gustavus this weekend. All the students got to see them. Say, Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur said on May 8th, they received an inch and a half of rain. A thunderstorm came in, and with that, there's this warm wind coming at first. Chimney swifts arrived on that day. And also, a scene in that area was a painted bunting. And they're very rare. Not many people have seen a painted bunting. Male painted bunting was seen in, actually it was Winnebago, but in that area on May 8th.
Right. And,
yeah. Well, maybe we better quit here.
I think we better. I think let's do it again next week. What do you say?
Look forward to it.
All right. Happy Mother's Day again to everybody. And Jim, we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert's Nation Notes back next Sunday here on 830 WCCO. Current temperature 58 going for 82.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.